You know, you notice with the, as you were mentioning the books, it, you know, the devil always likes to make something, to try to emulate something the Lord's doing.
Oh.
You know, when I look at how much of a blessing Sister White's writings are, and Satan knew about that. And so he, because the Jehovah Witnesses come from SDAs. They started as SDAs. And so they come up with their own books. They were noticed that they have their own books.
Yeah.
And the Mormons do that too.
Right.
And so that way Satan can make it look like, oh, Sister White's writings are just like
Mormons. Are counterfeit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And now that the SDAs are editing their own books, it gives Satan a little bit more fodder for his canon of lies.
So,
it's amazing. But copycat.
Yeah, yep. Copycat.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, oh, thank you, Sister Denise. It's in all, also in Arlac book, page 59, chapter 34.
Right.
So we're gonna be in page 435.1 for SOP. It's Jeremiah 36:15. Brother Ellie posted, and they said unto him, sit down now and read it in our ears. So Baruch read it in their ears.
No, that reminds me of too, just the word sit. I was, yeah, when I think, cause on last night I was, I think it was this morning, cause I'm kneeling next to the bed and I'm thinking, I wonder, Father, when, the, you know, like in Pentecost, when they all gathered together, like 120 people in that room, I'm wondering, I don't think they were kneeling. I mean, cause it does say that they kneeled, that they knelt an awful lot, they were praying an awful lot, but I can't see, you know, like for 10 days they were praying, but they're not praying. Kind of straight things,
yeah, yeah.
Right? And I'm thinking, because kneeling can be quite uncomfortable, right? As we all know, right? And you know how many times when we gather, whether it's your house or my house, all of a sudden the Spirit moves while we're just sitting and discussing things.
Mm-hmm.
You look in Acts chapter 2, they were sitting. It literally says that they were sitting.
They were sitting.
Yeah. Just put that up real quick so that, because I got a feeling, you know, like when we gather and we start talking about him and the angels are here, you know. And let's see, it's Acts chapter 2.
It's like, you know, when we are eating, you know, on the table we see things, you know.
We're digesting.
Yeah.
Digest.
I mean, he knows we pray. Oh, there it is, verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting.
Sitting.
Yeah. And so now I would assume directly after that started happening, some of them did drop to their knees, hey, right? But just in worship. But because I mean, we all kneel when we pray, but we also pray a lot. Like you're driving down the road or something, or walking.
So that's in Acts chapter 2,
verse 2.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So
all right. So are you ready to eat?
Yeah, you already got your knife and forks?
Knife and forks. Read it in our ears. Okay. A Satan influenced Esau to march against Jacob, so he will stir up the wicked to destroy God's people in the time of trouble. He gonna try?
Yep.
Huh? And as he accused Jacob, he will urge his accusations against the people of God.
It's like they did to our king. Mm-hmm. Using the things he didn't do. They're going to, I mean, they're already doing that to us now. I mean, there's people out there slamming us and saying, we said this or that, and we never did.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and sometimes to make it convincing, they'll take some of our audios or videos and edit them to make it look like we're saying things we never said. Yeah. But our Father knows, and so that's all that matters to us.
Yeah,
they do what they want.
And even you know, they, this character assassination or that, Sister White said, even said, live your reputation with God.
Yeah. Vengeance is mine, say. He's going to you know, and we could literally sue them if we wanted to. And,
yeah, but we don't,
that,
we don't really.
I know, there's no need to. Vengeance is his and not ours. But the thing is the that's something that would fear they would fear, because could you imagine if like Judas Iscariot was to come against us to the point we'd have to sue him? He doesn't want to go to court. Yeah. We do have evidence, you know. He has none. He has a bunch of stuff he made up. Yeah. We do have evidence,
Even all these reformers, all the Patrick's prophet, they were called alarmists. Yeah. They were called what? Troubler.
Crazy, yeah, they called Elijah the troubler.
Troubler like that. And later on, we're gonna be called what? A terrorist. Mm-hmm. You know, because we don't follow the Sunday law or whatever. Yeah.
We are literally terrorists, the terror of evil doers.
Yeah, but we are a terror of evil doers.
Terror to the evil.
That's right.
They even started that calling, you know, like if you bring something bad onto the in the airport when you're going on a flight, if you have something bad in your luggage, they see it like brass knuckles or something, then they won't let you fly anymore because you're considered a terrorist.
Yeah.
I mean, they started that a long time ago.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
In the closet. And Proverbs 29:27. Yeah, it says, an unjust man is an abomination to the just. Right? But it also says that he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. And that's why the homosexuals hate us and the people that come against us. That's Proverbs 29:27.
Proverbs 29.
They come against us just because we are obedient.
Exactly.
And when we are obedient, like say with the Matthew 18 thing, they get exceptionally angry because they have no way to rebuke or refute because we did what the Lord Jesus said to do. And so they got to try to vindicate themselves. But again, our Father knows.
Yeah, our Father knows.
Leave it at that. Proverbs 29:27.
29:27.
It's like this tablet still is the same thing.
Are we supposed to be in the blood first up here? Should we press that so we can see?
Oh, we're in there. Oh, yeah. You just got to move that off to the side.
We're supposed to go in there.
You are.
I don't see any. Oh, here it is.
Yeah. Okay. And I clicked that down arrow over there because. Oh, then you lost that. So you got to. Then you got to click that other one.
Okay.
Just go. Fine.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
It's gonna let you know the mic is on. Okay. Make sure to just do this. Just make this thing smaller. What is it? That?
Yeah.
Can you do it like that on this one? See, it's not wanting to do it.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
And do the second one that.
All right.
Okay. Screen splitters, I guess.
Okay. Oh, Brother Anthony posted, suing requires a lot of time and money that we don't have.
Yeah.
That's why it's not necessary.
And even if we had it, it'd all be wasted.
It's all wasted.
And so there's always
money. Yeah. She asked your question.
Oh, okay. Sister Hannah, let the Lord take care of it and fight for you. Praise the Lord. Romans 12:19, Sister Danny posted, dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Exodus 14:14, Brother Joe, posted, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace.
Oh, I have that one popping up on my computer every now and then.
It's our scripture song.
Yeah, he started giving me that back in 2012 when we were under a major attack, and it's just, I got all this, I could say this, I could say. So that one kept coming up.
Yeah. And Proverbs 29:27 again, an unjust man is an abomination to the just.
Yeah.
And he that is upright in the way is abomination to the wicked. What's that? Okay, as Tiana said, sorry, this is a little delayed. Can you say again what you mentioned? I believe Sister White says regarding when they accuse us about letting God be our confidence, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that the one the?
No.
We will be regarded. We will be regarded as.
Is that the one? Leave your reputation with God.
Leave your reputation with God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the one. You know, I can get that quotation to try to. Okay, shall we continue on the third sentence? let me.
Oh, you're kidding me. Yeah, well, that's one of the beauties of study. You don't have to stay.
Well, we have to digest slowly.
Yes, that's true. Yeah. You got to chew.
You have to chew.
Masticate your food.
Masticate it. And anyway, you're sitting here to here. Okay, let me go back a little. And as he accused Jacob, he will urge his accusations against the people of God. He numbers the world as his subjects.
Yeah.
Because he's the prince of this world.
Yeah.
Right? But the little company, whoops, this one, the remnant. The little company who keep the commandments of God are resisting his supremacy. In Revelation 12:17.
Yep.
Yeah. They're worrying against the
Revelation 14:12. Yeah.
If he could blot them from the earth, his triumph would be complete. That's why he's so mad.
I know, yeah. Especially at plague one. And even more so at plague six. He doesn't know our cases have already been decided.
Okay. All right. Sister Danny posted. Oh, thank you. Letter 26B, 1887, paragraph 30. There are men and women who invite temptation.
Yeah. I did it as a young Christian. I go in areas I shouldn't go, you know.
Yeah, that's why do not tempt the enemy to tempt you, because not really, he cannot come to you. They place themselves in positions where they will be tempted, where they cannot but be tempted, when they place themselves in society that is objectionable. The best way to keep safe from sin is to move with due consideration at all times. And under all circumstances, never to move or act from impulse. That is impulsive action is really dangerous. Like look what happened to with this Esau. He sold his birthright before morsel like that. Move with the fear of God ever before you, and you will be sure to act right. Then leave your reputation with God. Slander cannot then sully your character one particle. No one can degrade our character but ourselves by our own course of action.
Yeah. They can accuse us of everything they want. Yeah. It's not going to work.
And there's one quotation, I forgot the reference says, if you have the truth, you can remain to be calm. Because you have the peace in you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You have the peace in Christ.
Yep. And that also applies to when you commit a sin and then confess it. Because the enemy will make you think that you need to confess it again. We have that promise.
Amen. Yeah, calm and unexcited. Mm-hmm. Right. Again, if he could blot them from the earth, his triumph would be complete. He sees that holy angels are guarding them, and he infers that their sins have been pardoned. But he does not know that their cases have been decided in the sanctuary above.
Smart as he is, he can't figure
he cannot figure it out.
Yeah,
interesting. According to Brother Gilbert, being accused of things the enemy is doing. So he has an accurate knowledge of the sins which he has tempted them to commit. And he presents this before God in the most exaggerated light, representing the people to be just as deserving as himself of exclusion from the favor of God.
He tried that with Moses.
Moses.
To fight off. It's in the book of Jude. To try to prevent them from Moses being resurrected, if you want.
Well, Brother Alex said, Would not Satan know their cases have been decided when the plagues fall and the 144,000 don't get boiled?
You would think. And that's I know. That's us, like if we're in that number, and it brings peace to us knowing that if we have no boils, we know we're guaranteed heaven. But the thing that gets us is he's coming for us and we don't feel like we're ready.
Mm.
You know, but yeah, she does say that. He doesn't know our cases are decided. He assumes that he can get us to sin because of how he was able to do it in the past. He'll bring up all those old sins.
Yeah, because on this statement, although he can see the holy angels surrounding us, but in heaven, he doesn't really know what's going on. You know, that all the records has been reviewed and done like that. So he doesn't really know it.
He obviously doesn't know what it means when Jesus drops that sentence.
Yeah.
Man, the plagues have started. What was on Jeff's days, I think?
Yeah. Okay. Brother Jesse posted, Jacob was accused by Esau through Satan for stealing a blessing. Jacob became Israel. Joseph was accused by his own 11 brothers because of sharing a dream that he had. Joseph became the chancellor of Egypt. Daniel and the obedient Jews were accused of the Chaldeans for not bowing down to the golden Nebuchadnezzar statue. Daniel,
Meshach,
and Abednego, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were exalted by the Son of God. Esther, Mordecai, and the Jews were accused before Haman for being enemy of the state. Haman was hanged, and Mordecai became the king of the nation.
And Haman was hung on his own. And he was planning for Mordecai.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He wanted Mordecai to hang on that gallows.
Yeah. He built his own.
He built his own, but.
He was definitely his own worst enemy, like so many people. Yeah. Like the word says, they dig a pit for us, but they fall in it.
So. The Jews accused Jesus before Caesar through Satan for blasphemy. Jesus then rose from the grave. And completed salvation. Apostle Paul was accused before the Romans and Jews for betraying them. Paul went on to write most of the New Testaments. We will be accused of breaking the Sunday Sabbath, but we know the pattern of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Jesse. Yes. Brother Anthony posted, you would think Satan would know because we talk about it all the time.
Yep.
He's always listening.
Yeah. So I guess he looks at our comments as he just thinks he's so much smarter than
smart.
Like that nun. I should be teaching you.
Oh, yeah.
So they blow off all the things we're saying to announce what they think.
Yeah. Sister Danny's comment by Alex. Apparently, he's so blinded by rage that he doesn't realize that their sins have been part away during that time. I dare say to say jealousy. And yeah, that's right.
He knows what he lost. He knows what we won.
Yeah, because God blinds him.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he blinded himself. Correction, Mordecai became the king's right hand, which Haman was before he was. So by Alex, what if not all wicked will have boils, like not all will be killed by the hails of seven plagues, as many will be obliterated by the brightness of Christ.
Well, anybody that's after, if they're still alive after plague one, all of them get the plagues. You know, it's the SDAs are teaching that it's sectional. Like certain people get them at certain wall. No, it's not. It's universal.
It's universal. That's why. So that's what I was thinking. 24/7. He doesn't need coffee.
Yeah.
Blindness by pride. Satan does not believe God. Yeah. Satan is so intelligent, he outsmarted himself.
Oh, man. That's a good one.
All right, brother.
That's a bumper sticker.
Yeah. He outsmarts himself. Okay, continue.
Those cases have been decided, isn't it?
Where is that again? He sees that holy angels are guarding them, and he infers that their sins have been pardoned, but he does not know that their cases have been decided in the sanctuary above. He has an accurate knowledge of the sins which he has tempted them to commit, and he presents this before God in the most exaggerated light, representing these people to be just as deserving as himself of it. exclusion from the favor of God. He declares that the Lord cannot in justice forgive their sins and yet destroy him and his angels. He claims that as his prey and demands that they be given into his hands to destroy. Because he knows the lake of fire is for them and his evil angels. So he want to
bring
everybody.
That's amazing when you think about it, because mansions are reserved for mankind and the fire is reserved for the devil and his angels.
Mm.
But mankind wants to jump in the fire. So many people there.
That's right. There's that quotation that we have a heaven to win and a hell to shine.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, a lot of people,
they choose
the hell.
They think especially if they're rich.
They really
think everything is about this world.
Mm-hmm. Look at what they're doing now.
I know. Huh? Oh. It's crazy.
It's craziness. Okay, second, 436, another paragraph. Oh, that's a good one. 30 minutes in first paragraph. As Satan accuses the people of God on account of their sins, the Lord permits him to try them to the uttermost. Yeah. It's always on God's permission. Yeah. Like what happened to Job, right?
Yeah, because the Lord knows.
The Lord knows. He weighs everything. He knows everything, all the tests before he allowed this to happen, to be given. Because he knows.
So our faith is going to be so strong that no matter how rough they make it.
Yeah. The Lord.
Yeah, 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like us when you're singing on fire.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's what, I remember Brother Duane shared that earlier. 1 Corinthians 10:13.
Oh yeah, that's, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good
when
point.
you were talking about that earlier too.
Yeah, but the 10:13, the 1 Corinthians thing, even when we're being severely tested, as she said here, the Lord still doesn't allow us to be tempted above our ability to handle it.
Right.
But now we've got 10 times the Holy Spirit, so he's going to be extra strong on his temptation.
Yeah.
But we also have 10 times the faith. So we're good.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
I try to contemplate once in a while, what's that going to be like? You try to think of it,
So, no much. The enemy is no match, with all God's power that he has given to us.
In, Sister White, I know it's in the Word to some extent, not as descriptive as she writes it, but after it's all said and done, and you see Satan smeared on the pit, and you go, that puny little thing, that puny little thing called all these problems?
That's one.
Yeah.
Puny
little demon.
Okay, next sentence. Their confidence in God, their faith and firmness will be severely tested. That's why the personal experience with God is now.
Yeah.
We must have it now. Because during that time of trouble, during these plagues, if you don't have this experience, then you're going to be what?
Yeah, you're not going to be able to handle it.
You're going to be able to handle it.
We even have to have the faith, the perfect faith, at the moment we pray too, because, even if... Well, I don't think a lot of us are sinning, but we know just by looking at the evidence of our past, or we sinned recently, let's say, and then we confess it, 1 John 1:9, we know that when we can live, we could pray at the moment knowing at this point in time I'm perfect in Christ's eyes. Because not only has he forgiven me, he threw the sins into forgetfulness. And I want to harp on that because when I look at, even when I was a little kid, came out of the elevator and everybody started crying when the doctor said, all we could do is pray. Why are you crying? But I'm 10, so I really didn't get it. But the Lord allowed me to see that so I could have that evidence for now too.
Right.
Because there's so many people that could have been blessed if they just would have trusted him when they went into prayer, especially after they confessed all their sins, accepting him as Lord, and they go to their prayers and they still have that thought in the back of their mind from Satan. Your prayers aren't going to be heard.
Yeah,
That's true.
Oh, yeah. What's
this?
What's that? Brother Duane, Revelation 12:10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
Amen.
Amen. Brother Jesse, in Review and Herald, August 5th, paragraph 2. True indeed are these words. Everywhere there are hearts crying out for the living God. The Lord has his representatives in all the churches. These persons have not had special testing truths for the last days presented to them under circumstances that brought conviction to heart and mind. Therefore, they have not, by rejecting light, severed their connection with God.
That's up there for a minute, because that's one of the blessings of, there's people out there that just blow us off, hate us, don't want to hear what we have to say. But when it gets so intense, even the atheists are starting to realize something's up.
Mm.
And there's going to be a time, because they're like a clean slate. They haven't heard the truth like we have and then blown it off. They haven't had a chance to make that decision yet to know. And that's why that loud cry is going to be so powerful when we go forth and tell them about the mark and the seal. Oh,
and God is so fair, because, you know, we will be judged according to the knowledge that we receive.
He's not going to judge it for something we don't know.
So when they, especially during that time, during the, you know, the Sunday enforcement, a lot of people in these different churches, they will really realize that, this message is really true.
Yeah.
So they're going to join the ranks of what? God.
Yeah, because finally they hear it and understand it. And so they are like a clean slate. They haven't made the decision yet.
Right.
But sadly, most will make the wrong decision, as we know.
Mm-hmm. So let me continue. There are those who have faithfully walked in all the light that has shone upon their pathway. They hunger to know more of the ways and works of God. All over the world, men and women are looking wistfully to heaven. Prayers and tears and inquiries go up from souls longing for light, for grace, for the Holy Spirit. Many are on the very verge of the kingdom waiting to be gathered in. This demands the service of those to whom God has entrusted in his truth. Review and Herald, August 5, 1902.
And that's also, he's talking about, you know, these demand the service of those to whom God has entrusted his truth.
Mm-hmm.
We have this truth, and so our duty is to tell them.
It's our duty. It's our duty.
Yeah.
He's talking about us now who knows the truth.
Yeah. I want to hear what out of preacher, Romans 10:20. Yeah. What are you going to hear?
Mm-hmm. Brother Arthur posted, the media and governments are hiding the frequency of earthquakes and volcanoes.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they would be using that for climate change.
As soon as it gets really crazy, they blame it on us. Oh, Amado's got some in there.
Yes, very Amado. It's coming, and I believe it's coming soon. Climate lockdowns, just like COVID, when they shut down all of the world in less than a week. It's 2 weeks. Just like the animal death.
As long as they do it after September 26th. So we can have our campaign, you know?
Yeah.
And then they restrict all travel right before they're getting on a plane. So they stay.
Yeah. look at what they're doing now. The WHO declare global emergency because of this MPOX, they're saying like that. And now in California, they have to wear masks and everything like that. In Philippines, they started to say, they found one, and everybody's now what?
Yeah. I know. Everybody's with the plan.
Crazy because of that.
Being crazy on that.
I wonder if they're going to do it around the election this year.
I just put an article on the site the other day about how they're saying the FDA approved a new COVID vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out with the next comment saying, yeah, but the Americans aren't falling for it.
Yeah, but look, they already established that all these people who get who's affected there are what? Are the homosexuals.
Yeah. Plus, there's evidence now, and it's already been documented, that the vaccine killed more people
right.
than COVID did.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, like, buddy,
that's what they planned anyway. So.
They shut up about monkeypox when it started getting noticed that only homosexuals and certain pets got it.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Just like with the AIDS thing, too.
Yeah. By Anthony commented on Buddy Amado's, like Nazi Germany.
Show me your
show
paper.
Me your papers. Yeah,
it hasn't been
I remember.
Show me your paper during COVID.
Yeah, it takes 6 to 8 months to make any vaccine. They release a virus, and then a few weeks later, a miracle vaccine
comes out.
Strange.
Oh, it takes 6 to 8 years,
8 years
to test out vaccines.
Yeah.
It sometimes takes decades, but they somehow were able to do it miraculously so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people fell for it. Praise God. We didn't, but warps. Yeah, that's what.
And now, that's right. But Gilbert, show me your proof of COVID shot. That's why, as we are saying, the 2020 COVID like that, it's just to put
Instead
all the infrastructure.
Yeah.
Like that, because even you know, in the travel in the Philippine travel, you have to download the app.
Yeah.
They disabled the right now. They disabled the vaccine
requirements
like that, but it's on
already there.
But the infrastructure is there because, like I said in that one video, it's gonna go from show me your mask or show me proof that you got the vaccine to show me now what day of the week is Sabbath because it's already built. Well, how you answer it depends on whether you keep your job, close your bank account, or can't buy and sell. Because they wouldn't let us know to stores without masks.
Right. So. Yeah. So, well, we're almost there, but all we have to do is to prepare, right? Yeah, they're talking about monkeypox again.
It all has to be.
I don't know if anyone has seen it. Only the Project Warp Speed. Okay. Be still and know that I am God. When every other voice is hushed and when every earthly interest is turned aside, the silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. Here rest is found in Him. The peace, the joy, the life of the soul is God. Special testimony on Education 162. And, Brother Anthony posted this one. MPOX formerly monkeypox declared a global health emergency by World Health Organization.
Who?
Who is that?
Who's on first?
Yeah. Second case outside of Africa, and they announced it a global health emergency.
Yeah. Two cases only. As I was saying earlier, when you look at the original method by which to declare a pandemic, you have to have the numbers for an epidemic. But an epidemic doesn't become a pandemic until it crosses a national border. But you got to have the numbers of an epidemic first. And they never got those numbers. Now they're saying a global emergency when two people get monkeypox.
Yeah, that's why. In Philippines, they are now getting hype on that.
Yeah. And starts failing them for fear.
Because
they're also scaring people with lies.
Lies. Sir Danny said, I had a feeling those COVID lockdowns and mandates were not going to last. It was a test. And they met their quota for vaccine administration. Brother Arthur, speaking of the vaccine killing more than COVID, a coroner said that all cancer victims that came to him died of chemotherapy, not cancer.
I remember when they tried to use it on Luke and the guy kept coming around. The same doctor trying to push the chemo. Let's reboot his immune system. This is all right. Let's do this. Let's go down the hall. And you got this big conference table. It says Luke had 11 doctors at this time. As they get all his doctors in there, all 11. I'll speak for 30 minutes on the dangers of chemo. You speak for 30 minutes on the positive aspects of chemo. Never saw the guy again.
Yeah.
Because that stuff's killing people. Somebody just put in a room, I think, that says chemo kills more people than cancer.
Yeah, that's what Brother Arthur posted. All right. So what is I will show them my God like Elijah did. Praise the Lord, Brother Amado. Okay, I've always said that the chemo will kill before the cancer does. Well, Anthony.
Yeah.
It will either kill you or your soul. Learn from watching a family member.
Yeah.
Where Alex Hans Klug, what is that? Klugy? Klug?
Klug.
Klug.
Boy, the guy's just blinking slow. That smirk.
Who regional director for Europe agreed in an August 20 post on the social media platform X. Mpox is not the new COVID, he said. We have to avoid the trouble of thinking this is going to be COVID all over again and we're going to have lockdowns or that this will play out like Mpox did in 2022, said Dr. Jake Dunning, an Mpox scientist and doctor who has treated Mpox patients in the UK, the BBC reported.
That me is that COVID-19 is on the side of a Lysol can. They say if you spray it, it kills the virus.
Even a little Clorox wipes.
That's why, remember, you cannot buy any alcohol. You cannot buy any
unsanitizer
during those times.
Yeah, because they want you to get sick. And then you got that thing, or lock you indoors, keep you out of the sunlight.
Yes.
But we have that encyclopedia of natural healings. And when you look up it says COVID-19, and then definition is
common cold.
But they had to tell a lie to see who would believe it. Man, billions. They have to get the people used to the lies because of the mark. So easy to prove the mark a lie.
Yeah.
Not everybody's used to lying.
Yeah. Well, if the WHO regional director says that it might mean they have no plans for COVID 2.0, I don't know. Healing the immune system with chemo to cure cancer always sounded really stupid.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's okay to go to a bar, but lock people up who wanted to go to church.
That was so obvious.
So obvious, yeah.
And then the riots, the BLM stuff. No one was wearing masks and everything was perfectly okay. No one got arrested for that. But if you went out to a beach without a mask on, outside, they wanted you to wear a mask outside. It's like driving in your car alone with a mask.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
It made no sense.
And I saw that.
Which one, the lady?
No. The vice president, running vice president in Democrat.
Waltz.
Waltz guy?
Early morning, he's. He told everybody to go inside like that, and he sent a police with a pepper. Is that a pepper pellets? Pellet gun?
Yeah.
No, it was a paintball.
Yeah,
and that hurts when it hits you. To going up and down the roads, telling people to stay in.
Yeah,
the house.
To stay in the house. Yeah, that's in 2020.
Yeah. And this is the supposed next vice president.
That's really,
But again, Benjamin's his mind. The Lord will take care of it. Yeah, it's called theocracy, Arthur.
Theocracy.
That's where they're headed. Like a Trump kiss. I mean, just look at Project 2025. And they're even making jokes about it on Saturday Night Live because there was a skit. Well, not a skit, but they were at the DNC, the convention. That guy that usually is on Saturday Night Live was making jokes about COVID or the Patrick 2025. Again, they never brought up page 589 about Sunday loss.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Okay. Shall we continue? All right.
Okay.
Thank you for your input. All right. Let's. We just have to remember some wear them for legit reasons so not to quickly judge them, right? Okay, let me see. Where am I now?
Yeah, pretty
much. Huh?
Forget.
I stay with you. Okay. Okay, their confidence in God, their faith and firmness will be severely tested. As they review the past, their hopes sink. For in their whole lives, they can see little good. They are fully conscious of their weakness and unworthiness. Satan endeavors to terrify them with the thought that their cases are hopeless that the stain of their defilement will never be washed away. He hopes to so destroy their faith that they will yield to his temptations and turn from their allegiance to God.
But again, he doesn't know our cases are decided.
Already decided, yeah. Just,
the Lord's letting them become his own worst enemy.
No, is that Revelation 22:11? Yeah, so decided. So, next paragraph. Though God's people will be surrounded by enemies who are bent upon their destruction, yet the anguish which they suffer is not a dread of persecution for the truth's sake. You know, they're not actually afraid on this mob or what.
Yeah.
They fear that every sin has not been repented of.
Because Satan keeps tempting them to think that, but look what she does next.
They fear that every sin has not been repented of, and that through some fault in themselves, they shall fail to realize the fulfillment of the Savior's promise. I will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world.
Again, by the mirror, look, you ain't got any boils.
Uh-huh.
They have to remember the promise at plague one.
If they could have the assurance of pardon, they would not shrink from torture or death. But should they prove unworthy and lose their lives because of their own defects of character, then God's holy name would be reproached.
So that's how much we love him. We don't want him to look bad. So many Christians do that today, making our God look bad. And then making us look bad because that's why Christians are hated. I believe it started pretty much with the Catholics, obviously. The Muslims got so much hate reported because of the Crusades.
The Crusades.
When you look at the Westboro Baptist guys out there picketing at the funerals of soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of their family, their wives and children saying, "We're so glad that your husband's dead." And they were acting like they were Christians. Yeah, a lot of people started hating Christians even more than that.
And they thought they are really Christians?
Yeah, probably thought
Catholic,
they were.
Yeah.
And their leader was a female lawyer, so she knew how to play the system.
Mm-hmm.
So she never ended up behind bars, as far as I know.
Yeah, that's terrible. Yeah. Okay, next paragraph, 436.3. On every hand, they hear the plottings of treason and see the active working of rebellion. And there is aroused within them an intense desire, an earnest yearning of soul, that this great apostasy may be terminated, and the wickedness of the wicked may come to an end. But while they plead with God to stay the work of rebellion, there is a throb of self-reproach that they themselves have no more power to resist and urge back the mighty tide of evil. They feel that had they always employed all their ability in the service of Christ, going forward from strength to strength, Satan's forces would have less power to prevail against them.
Makes you think of all the time we wasted.
We wasted moments here.
We could have been doing the work. I always think of it all the time.
Yeah, but we are steward of our time as well, right?
Yeah. I do believe this is why Satan invented TikTok.
Yeah.
And shorts. Yeah, the shorts.
They're distracting people.
It distracts
their mind.
Each TikTok is what, a minute?
TikTok.
And then it's all, maybe the next one's better. Well, maybe the next one. 10 hours later, you're still looking for that.
You keep
addictive.
Yeah. Right.
You keep checking them out.
It's almost like the video games.
Yeah.
The video games.
So there's so many diversions.
Yeah.
I'm glad that we didn't get into the video games now. Like we were, let's say that we were younger now. Because remember, when we got into them, or when I got into them, they were pixelated, kind of looked nice graphics if you had a distance view of them. But now they look real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, the most.
And the video games, the time is the big big box, right?
Yeah. Now,
Now it's just so handy. You can put in the pack in.
Yeah, but you can also do the with the
virtual
reality thing. Mm-hmm. And the most popular game now that literally a video game made well over 2 or 3 billion. I can't remember who was talking about billions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah.
And it's about stealing cars, killing cops, and raking women.
They're doing like...
Yeah. It's and the graphics look real.
Mm.
But it's killing, stealing cars, killing cops, and raping women.
Oh, wow. This one. Especially, the young people, kids.
Yeah.
Kids are so...
He's garnering his troops. He's educating his troops.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that movie, The Purge. They're getting everybody ready for, it's just like in the Book of Esther. When, Haman gave them the okay to go out and do that. Mm-hmm. Take anything you want. Find the richest Jew you can, kill him and take what he has. Well, the movie, The Purge, that's more or less what it was about.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to try to do it to us, but by then we're going, take what you want, we're out of here soon.
Oh yeah, but like I said, I was once addicted to video games. I once looked up from the game one night and it was 3 a.m. and I needed to be to work at 7 a.m. Wow. Imagine, yeah?
I mean, look at the Chinese kids. And that's the only country I know of that it was happening. China is where they were playing the games for days on end without sleep. And some of these young guys were dying, because they were so addicted to the game. They had to win because it was, remember when before we gave it the games, we had the thing where we connected the computers and we all fought against each other? The game was boring after a while. Doom got boring. And so I found there was a WAD file inside Doom and you could manipulate it. And so I built like an environment and we hooked all our computers together and we were shooting and killing each other in the game, right? And it became more exciting.
Yeah.
That's what they do online.
No.
They're constantly, these first person shooters or something they call that. Glad I never got, because when you shoot somebody, because you see some of the graphics, is some of these kids are playing the games and they put their play on YouTube, and someone gets shot and the blood splatters like real, and the guy drops and falls over just like he's a real human. Oh, they're just, it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Are we going to continue the
paragraph? What are we at?
We are now going to paragraph. Yes. Point three. So you think we can read this one? Or?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we got 2 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes. Okay.
Which means we're going to go over.
All right. So on every hand, they hear the plottings of treason and see the active working of rebellion. And there is aroused with them an intense desire, an earnest yearning of soul that this great apostasy may be terminated and the wickedness of the wicked may come to an end. But while they plead with God to stay the work of rebellion, there is a trouble of self-reproach that they themselves have no more power to resist and urge back the mighty tide of evil. They feel that had they always employed, they feel that had they always employed all their ability in the service of Christ, going forward from strength to strength, Satan's forces would have less power to prevail against them.
Yeah, but it really, when you think about it, because our cases are decided, we're guaranteed and all that.
Mm.
But no matter if you're a water walking Christian at this time, you're surrounded. You got to deal with it. And this is after the special resurrection. I don't know why it's there. Everybody else that's involved with the three angels' message. And they just came out of graves. And so the Bible doesn't say what happens or does, neither does Sister White speak about if the people that came out of the graves are coming out in immortal bodies or anything. There's no special powers that they have. They just come up or something. I don't know. Does she go into any kind of description as to what those people are going to be like that come out of the graves in the special resurrection? Because I don't think they're changed yet.
In a twinkling of an eye.
The twinkling of an eye is when
there will be a change.
Yeah, the twinkling of an eye happens at the moment. The dead in Christ, right, all the others, hopefully billions, when he says, awake, awake, awake.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they all rise up, and then we're caught up to meet in the air. I'm wondering if that, when, like, if we're part of the 144, Do we change in the twinkling of an eye at the same time Sister White and all of them? Or had they already changed when they come out of the grave is what I'm wondering.
She just says that they hear the covenant of peace.
The covenant. She just says they hear the covenant of peace.
And they also hear the day and the hour with us, right? Mm-hmm. If we're part of that. No.
Yeah.
So, okay. So there is no mention as to what kind of bodies they have. So, but with that change of the twinkling, I would imagine that we go on. Will they look like zombies? Oh, I wouldn't think so. Go ahead, Anthony.
Anthony would say.
Okay. Oh, I just realized, praise the Lord, he brought it back to my mind. She does say that they do come up glorified.
Amen. Glorified.
Yeah. In what way? I mean,
aren't we lightened too at that time? Because
we've got 10 times the Holy Spirit on us. But what?
The evil glowing people kneel before us.
Yeah.
Remember?
The synagogue of Satan.
Aren't we lighted too?
Yeah.
The SDA is actually bow and worship as we start glowing. Right. But I'm trying to figure out, because I like to go with all the little minuscule features. Do they come up glorified at the same time we're changing in the twinkling of an eye? I don't know.
Anthony's
found it yet.
Pulling up the quotation right now.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Good.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, that's really good to know.
Yeah. So let's shut it here but then let's hear what he finds. You know,
okay. So let's
we're never gonna go to the next page.
Next page. I remember reading that they resurrect into the same conditions they had when they died.
How can you change if you
That's for the wicked. Yeah, that's for the wicked.
Yes, I know that.
Yeah, the second resurrection. Yeah. But you're talking about the
righteous.
The special resurrection.
Yeah, anybody that's involved in the three angels' message of the pioneers.
That's at the sixth plague, right?
Yeah, and us.
Yeah.
Any of us that, like, say, if I die beforehand, because I've been working with trying to proclaim the three angels' message.
And there you go.
Okay, what's this?
Okay.
I want to read that. Anthony, you want to read it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll read it. It says the 58 Great Controversy or Spiritual Gifts Book 1, page 205, paragraph 2. It says the streams ceased to flow, dark heavy clouds came up and clashed against each other, but there was one clear place of settled glory from whence came the voice of God, like many waters which shook the heavens and the earth. There was a mighty earthquake. The graves were shaken open, and those who had died in faith under the third angel's message, keeping the Sabbath, came forth from their dusty beds, glorified to hear the covenant of that God was to make with those who had kept his law. So if they're being resurrected and they're going to go home right away, when Jesus comes, it would make sense that they receive their glorified bodies first and then everyone else does at the general resurrection. It wouldn't make sense for them to just come up glorified, but then not have a body.
Yeah, they said incorrupt.
Yeah. So they would come within our company if they're nearby, and we would see them glowing, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to picture this in my mind, because it makes it easy for me to understand it and remember it.
So they will...
They said they're incorrupt.
Oh, yeah, this is good. First Corinthians 15:52.
They wake up with their new body.
Yeah.
They wake up incorruptible.
Incorruptible.
And we shall be changed.
Yeah, we know that. The 144 at the last minute get that as they get changed in the twinkling of an eye. And we're caught up to meet everybody else that raised up in their glorified bodies. But the special resurrection doesn't happen at the same time that the general resurrection happens. So the special resurrection, does Ellen White and the rest of them come up in their glorified bodies and hang out with us for a week or two? For an hour or two.
Find out when that happens.
I guess, yeah, because there's no, she doesn't get, but she did say that we will get new light that we, that we have to get to. So that's how I like digging into stuff like that.
There's really no reason them hanging out with us right
now. No, but it's easier to explain it if somebody asks a question. Well, that's my problem is the emails. They're going to ask that question. And I gotta say, oh, I have no idea. But,
Yes, she said it takes us 7 days to get.
Well, that's the reason for the silence in the city of heaven for 7 days. Because it just silence. The Father's the only one up there. So,
All right.
Because he's going to show us all the sights on his way, on the way home. I mean, granted, when we finally get there, we could travel like the angels in the speed of thought.
Uh-huh.
But it looks to me like when you see the 7 days of silence in heaven, he's going to let us see quasars and nebulas and new planets. He's amazing. He's going to let.
We are in a galactic tour.
Yeah, intergalactic tour, and because it does say in the word that we will see all that he created. We'll see the wonders of Christ, and.
It's one week is, you know, it's a very.
It's a long time. There's a camp meeting. And we'll be keeping Sabbath because it's seven days. Will it start on Sabbath or will it end on Sabbath? We'll find that out too. But,
So now, what's this? During the Battle Creek? What is that? Battle Creek?
I have no idea what they're doing.
Alex said during the 15 days to go where E.G. is buried and wait.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, I believe that too. It'll be very close to when Jesus is approaching the earth, those resurrected, and the special resurrection will be glorified. Mm-hmm. It's just going to, it's not going to.
Well, I don't think it's going to be months apart. Yeah. I'm thinking it's going to be a day or two or a week.
Yeah,
who knows? Because I'm always picturing like Ellen White would be with us when we hear the day and the hour. You know?
Yeah.
So, but I guess I'm, you know, too analytical with some of my thoughts, right?
Yeah.
I get a little bit too deep. my studies go a little bit too long, so.
Yeah.
I want to cover every base. I don't want to miss it.
All right. So we're going to stop here and continue next week.
So 437.1.
They afflict their souls.
Before God.
Amen.
Ooh, pointing to their past repentance of their many sins. Amen. See how much juice this took. 74 I'm down to.
Amen. All right.
Oh. Okay, my phone went. Who's that? I like the wiggle lips.
All right, so.
God bless, brother.
God bless, Brother Mado. And
we're going to finish out in prayer.
Yeah, so. We got to pray.
Yeah. Okay. We can do, you know, a little chat afterwards if y'all want to, at all in the past. I mean, Sabbath breaks here at 8:30, so 8:30.
We could start reading after this.
Yeah, we could start reading what we close Sabbath with.
Yeah.
You want to do that? You got something to read there, bro? I know I always drop it on you.
Yeah. I do.
The girls, are they coming in?
Yeah.
They got good timing.
Genial.
You got to get the kitty away from the door.
Yeah. Now you come in.
You have a great one, baby. Please bow your hearts. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your presence. Thank you so much for blessing us with these amazing studies that our forefathers have done. And their hearts were turned towards us so that we could turn our hearts to what they study so that we can learn more about you. Thank you for teaching us day by day as we go into the Word. Even when we don't realize when we're going in there, you show us things we didn't expect. And it helps us grow. It helps us understand how much you love us. And how much you're going to help us in all this that we need to do or don't need to do. I mean, because we don't know what you're going to use us for, but we do know that we trust you and you're going to use us however you choose. And so thank you for blessing us with the faith to handle that when that day comes or week comes or month. We don't know how long you're even going to use us. So please bless us, Father. Continue to bless us so that when the latter rain falls, we are worthy and we can go forth and glorify you. Globally, we offer this prayer and praise and trust in you and to the best of our ability in the name that we respect and honor and love, in the name of your Son. His name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.